And now, for your listening pleasure, Pox and Pox Talk, a podcast of diversity, starring Dorothy and Larry Parks.
I'm an older woman, looking for a younger man. Don't think I can't work it, 'cause I still can. These young girls are whispering in the grocery store. They say Miss Pat ain't got it no more.
Hello everyone, thanks for joining us here at Parks and Parks Talks. Today is January the 23rd, 2011. I'm Dorothy.
And I'm Larry.
And today we're discussing cougars. Older women.
Younger men. And, you know, that's a big thing that's really going on in Hollywood. You know, a lot of celebrities are doing it. You know, I know you pretty much heard and seen.
Yes, like Demi Moore.
Yeah, Mariah Carey, her young little fella there, you know. You know, Nick Cannon, you know, I'm not too much a fan of him anyway, but, you know, or her either, but that's another subject for another time.
Well, you know, this is going around quite a bit.
Yes, Dorothy, you are correct. I have been seeing that quite a bit out here. Mm-hmm. Personally, I don't have a problem with it, you know, I think it's all good. As long as the woman look good, I think older women are sexy, you know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure that older women listening to this podcast will love that. To hear that from you again, can you repeat that?
I think older women are sexy. I think they get fine with wine, you know?
Right on, brother. Right on. I myself, I'm a cougar, and I've been a cougar, and I'm damn proud of it.
Oh, really? Oh, so yeah. You're like a cougar club or something, you know? You know, if they had one, I'm pretty sure you'll be the
president.
The president, okay, the co-founder. Or the founder.
I would be the founder, baby.
Okay.
And the only founder. There's no co in that.
Oh, the president.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I really do love to hear that. Yes, Dorothy, can you tell me any experiences that you have had personally, you know, dealing with a younger fella?
Oh, wow. Well, you caught me off guard there. I didn't think I was going to be exposing any details tonight. But let's see. Some years back, I happened to been, I think, 28 or 29. And I started dating someone that was like 19 or 20.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and for him, it was his very first experience with an older woman.
Oh, really? So did you teach this young fella any things, you know, trick of the trades, anything that, you know, kind of helped him as a young man?
Trick of the trade? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think I did. I think I brought the man out of him.
Oh, yeah.
I did, and oh. I think that I did him a lot of good things for him to take with him as he matured.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure that a lot of women out there that he's dating now, or if he's married, even his wife, uh-huh, should be thanking me.
Oh, really? Oh, man, that sounds very tantalizing to my ears to hear something like that for a woman to say that.
Thank you. Well, you know, during the time when we were together, he's often told me that I was teaching him quite a bit, you know, and that he would always remember me. And I think that's what a cougar should do. Always leave something on that man's mind, on that boy's mind.
Now, Dorothy, now, for what reason do you think that younger men, you know what I'm saying, are kind of like intriguing to older women?
Wow, that's something, Larry. I can't really say about every other older woman out there, but for myself, I would have to say their youth, their energy level,
okay,
for, you know, sex,
yes,
their innocence.
Oh, okay, yeah, the innocence. They kind of like you know, they're not blemished by anything.
Yeah, they untarnished by, you know, a lot of baggage, relationships, you know.
Exactly.
I want to say about children, but I can't say that because a lot of people start off having kids when they're like 16 years old.
Oh, yeah. You ain't going to find too many brothers out there or females out there with no kids, you know.
Yeah.
So that's pretty.
Yeah.
That's truthful to that.
Yeah.
You know, I can truthfully understand that. But is there any, like, you know, stuff that you taught this You know what I'm saying? Do you think that the women looking at it for the vitality in the bedroom when it comes to a younger man?
You know what? Let's say for women that have been married.
Okay.
Older women that have been married some years, I think that once they're out of a marriage and they seek younger guys for their vitality, for that energy.
So do you think that that's contagious to make the older woman feel like she's more youthful, in a sense?
That's what I would call the fountain of youth.
Yeah. Yeah,
that makes her feel good and young. Yeah, it does help. It has helped with me a lot of times too.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't just work mentally, but it works emotionally. Okay. It works physically. To have a younger guy, you know, I want to express this once again: divorced women, younger guys are such the best therapy.
Yeah.
The best therapy to coming out of years of marriage and trying to get back into that dating scene, I would say that's the best therapy for any married woman just getting out of a marriage, getting a divorce. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean. But for the woman on her part, do you feel like that she thinks that the younger man is really not judging her as much as the older man would, you know, just because he haven't been through certain experiences, so he really don't know any better.
Yeah, I would say that. Like with older men, let's make this perfectly clear out there to this audience. I'm not knocking any older men, because there's some hell of a good older men out there. I'm just saying for my personal experiences and a few of my friends, personal experience, younger guys, they don't expect much from us as older men does.
Yeah.
So, therefore, it's a lot less pressure.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
dating.
It's not really that high quality.
Well, just coming off your mother titty,
yeah,
you don't have much per se.
But
just coming off your mother titties, what kind of standards do you have? Not much, you know. Especially at high school, college, you know. And they makes it the relationship a little more exciting. I want to say that too.
Right.
Very much more exciting, because they're just full of ideas and they're so thrilled and happy and overjoyed that they have someone older to brag about, to use as a showcase themselves. Also, we do it, the older women. Hey, look, we got a younger guy on our side.
Yeah, that's bragging rights for a guy.
Of course.
Woman, you know,
of
especially
course.
With his fellows and his friends. That's something to really brag about, that he got his older woman, you know, like a Miss Parker in a sense, you know.
Right, Miss Parker.
Yeah, Miss Parker, you know what I'm saying? You know,
no, I said Miss Park.
Oh, I
have a Miss Parks on my hand.
Yes, you are correct about that. Okay, Dorothy, now, there are some cons when dealing with an older woman, you know.
Yes,
there are. Yes, I found, you know, through experiences, I have dated older women before as well. I have found that sometimes, you know, dealing with an older woman, sometimes you may feel like you are a child. You know, just because she's older, you know, she can kick more experiences to you.
You mean the younger guy? He's feeling like he's a child?
Yes. Sometimes he can feel like he's a child. It's very seductive in the beginning, though, to have an experienced woman. You know what I'm saying? Knowing exactly what to do with everything. You know, when it comes to day-to-day handling things, you know, sexual in the bed, of course, that's the person dealing with an older woman. You know, she can teach you things.
That's true.
Yes, but sometimes, I guess, just dealing with the situation to have an older woman, you know, you can't say certain things to an older woman that you would say to a young woman. You can't, you know, possibly, you know, get in an argument because they're always going to throw the age card on you, saying, well, I'm older than you.
Well, you know, that is true. That is true. But it depends on who the people are in the relationship.
Yes, you're
I mean,
right
you
about
can
that.
Find that in mixed marriages, mixed relationship.
Yes, you can.
They may pull the color card out on you.
Yes, or the job, occupational career card on, you know what I'm saying? Where say, well, you don't know because I'm more educated than you.
Or income.
Yes.
I make more income than you.
Exactly.
Well, that's
exactly
true. But so I don't think it really has anything to do with age. I just think that it depends on the person.
Yes, and the maturity of that person.
And for the mother figure, as you were saying, Larry.
Yes.
Well, I think that depends on the maturity of the man.
Exactly. But you're correct about that, because when it comes to a man, we take a while to mature.
Yeah,
compared
absolutely.
To a woman. You know, most women mature a lot faster than us. You know, and then we have to play catch up. And then especially you dealing with an older woman,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of catching up to do.
Well, that's where I think where a man's maturity comes into play, meaning that a young man needs to know, Larry, whether or not he's matured enough.
Yes, you are right.
Matured enough
to handle that. It'd be fine now, you know, in the beginning, just to kick it with an older woman. You know what I'm saying? Have bragging rights, but that's something you have to make sure that you're going to be committed to.
But if that's something that you want to be committed to,
mm-hmm.
I like what you said.
Yeah.
And Larry, you have to make sure that's what you want.
Okay.
Especially if you're with a woman that's older,
mm-hmm.
plus with kids.
Yes.
Plus a home of her own that she's taking care of.
Dealing with past marriages or relationships you have done.
Ex-husbands.
Yes, and marriage and relationship that has kind of scarred her from certain things, you know.
That's where that man's maturity comes
to come
in.
To. So that's a lot that's a lot of weight that sometimes younger men have to learn how to carry or have to deal with to help that older woman get out of that situation.
Now, speaking as an older woman, cougar,
uh-huh.
we have to also know whether or not that if our young men or our boy toy is mature enough himself to handle our problems.
Yes, because that can be a major problem dealing with that. Because pretty much if older person, especially for a woman, she have dealt with those problems that man have to yet to go through. So she can give him advice. But when a younger man dealing with an older woman, it's going to be hard for him to put his input into that because he had never been through that experience before.
That's right, and it's up to us as the older woman to realize and to see and to focus more on this guy is maturing as you go on day by day, he's maturing with you.
Yes, you're right.
The problems that you have, the experiences that you had, this guy has not had those problems yet.
Yes.
He's learning and growing
uh-huh.
along with you.
Yes.
As you gave that patience to your children, you need to give that same patience to that younger man because it was your choice to choose a young man to bring into your home to be that father, which should be sometimes in some cases no more than 5 or 6 years older than your older child.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So you have to show that man that same patience.
Right.
You know? But I only have a problem with one thing with these young guys. They come in the home and they get with the older kids. and they start acting like kids, and they kind of remind me, wait a minute now. I mean, I know you guys are the same age.
Yeah, then it's not really that father figure.
No,
that's
it's
going
exactly
on. It was more that friendship level. You know?
I don't like that
that's
personally.
That's a big mistake that a lot of younger guys do make because when they get with an older woman, they're not thinking about that. They're just thinking about the draws, the schemes, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then they're, you know, looking at us and like, dang, I pulled me a young. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? I'm sorry. Pulled me an older woman.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
And I think that is like very, tempting. Like a temptation hits and man, I got to hit that. You know? And then they think about, well, that older woman going to put it on them real good. Then they head going to be twisted or they're going to be caught up and then they're going to get caught up in a relationship that they ain't going to know how to deal with.
I mean, basically, I think that it all starts out for sex anyway.
Yeah, it does. It does.
For
it does.
Sex anyway.
Yeah, it really
you
does.
Know.
Yes,
that's what it basically starts off as, you know, just for simple, good, overnight, spontaneously sex, I guess. I don't know. But you know what, Larry? There's another con to it, being a cougar, and that is the jealousy.
Oh yeah, that has to be a major thing going on with that. I guess you know, me personally, I know I was dealing with one chick, a female, or older cougar, I guess you could say, that was always jealous. You know.
Well, we have every right to be jealous, Larry. Okay, we are older.
Yes.
We have a lot of history behind us where, you know, kids' marriages, as we spoke of earlier.
So you say insecurities again?
And aging.
Yeah.
Insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind that insecurity didn't start once we got with the young guy. Probably happened, you know, after marriage, before doing marriages, you know, but insecurity, it increases. It does increase when you have a younger guy.
Yeah.
And I think that can be a major problem in a relationship like that, with an older woman, younger man.
And
I think it's very hard on the younger man to deal with that, too. I think he would have to deal with that more with the older woman than he do with a woman his age, a young girl his age, in their 20s.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you're correct on every point that you made. The one major thing that I know that would bother a younger man dealing with an older woman is, like, you got to think about the health issues. That's a major thing that would come up. You know, when a woman has to deal with so many health issues, you know, dealing with a younger woman, dealing with her, you know, time of the month problems, issues, but when you're dealing with an older woman, you also got to take in consideration her menopause, hormonal changes, you know.
Of course.
You know, just that's a major thing, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now that's where an older man.
Exactly.
Even though this podcast is not about older men, and I said that I'm not knocking older men, but that's when older men come in. They're perfect for those type of problems. Understanding women during their menopause stages.
Uh-huh.
Understand women doing any type of health problems. Understand women doing the insecurity time that we often have every so often.
Right.
They know how to handle it. Younger guys, they don't seem to know how to handle it. I think they will run away. Shy away, run away. Or just go in seclusion emotionally without handling the problem head on with the woman. What do you think about that?
I think you're right, you know, and I guess to add something to the points that you made on the opposite end, you got to think about what if this man had, you know, a sick family member or really couldn't deal, you know, with certain things. That older woman would probably know how to deal with the situation a little better, you know. And also you got to take in consideration that, well, maybe the older woman is just more mature when it's come to even dealing with his own, when dealing with the younger guy's mother, family members, you know.
Well, yeah, I like
because
that.
Sometimes with younger women, they can really not handle, I guess, mama boys in a way. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with the mother. But, you know, you have an older woman, she could know how to get on the level, ask the mother, and mother will respect her more just because she's an older woman. You know, in some cases. But it could be a con as well. Yeah, go ahead. I think
con. Those mothers are not often happy to see their baby boy with an older
woman.
And I'm going to say for reasons because they can't seem to tell that older woman what to do like they would to a younger girl.
Oh, you're right.
You know what I mean by that, Larry?
Yeah, it's like two lions. Female lions,
going at it,
you know, for
know.
Dominance. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Over that male.
Dominant control over that guy.
Yeah.
So in some cases it could be good, in some cases it could
be
bad.
Yeah,
you
be.
Have cases where, like you said, the older woman be good for that guy, as we stated earlier.
Yeah.
Be good for it to help him mature, you know, in different ways, becoming a man. I'm not just talking about sexually either. You know, more productive. More responsible.
Yeah, she can actually push him to do certain things a younger woman wouldn't allow him or didn't really care for him to do. Because most of the younger woman, I know they're looking to get married or go start their life up, but you can think with an older woman, she knows exactly what to do, meaning how to get there. You know what I'm saying? She have a map.
Right.
She have that map. And you know what I'm saying? She'll tell you that younger man exactly how to follow it, where to go, where to turn. How long it's going to take you to get there if that's a successful older woman you're with. Now, if it's just an older woman, just, you know, want him a dingo or whatever, get her rocks off, then, you know, that's a different story.
Well, that woman can do that. But once again, it is up to that younger man want to listen.
Yeah.
Want to listen and not take it in a negative way as if that older woman is trying to mother hen him.
Yes.
Being a mother hen.
Yes.
Because you got some guys that will look at it like what you stated that earlier.
Yes, I did state that earlier. Yes, I did. And you're right, though. Yeah, you don't want to get the mother hen syndrome going on either. You know what I'm saying? You still want to be man enough to stand up for, to be a man for you. Because no woman want to, you know, like a boy. You still want to mature, but you, that woman, that older woman want to know that you can be able to hold stuff down, too.
And so when we talk to you about it, it's up to you to take it as, she's not trying to be my mother.
Yeah, she's just trying to give you constructive experience, or constructive criticism, yeah,
advice,
from experience, you know,
advice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Advice. I like that. Yeah, that's exactly what you're saying. Just advice. You know what I'm saying? You know, just going through life. You know, everybody can throw knowledge at you and wisdom at you. And that's just a little of her wisdom she's trying to throw at you if she want to see you successful. Like I said
whether
earlier.
Whether you're with her or whether you're not.
Not with her. You know, that older woman, if you got a respectful lady, I'm just talking about an older woman, a lady. Because you know what I'm saying? Some,
right, I like that.
Yeah, because some older women, you know, they worse than younger. They just want to be young and they don't care. They're not responsible or that, you know, anything. It is men
trying to outdo a younger woman.
Well, exactly.
And you know, being a cougar is not all about that, trying to outdo young girls.
Exactly. You're right about that. Dorothy, and it's also another health issue that I did omit out. If that younger man want kids, and if that older woman cannot have kids, I think that would be a major issue to deal with.
Now, Larry, that's true, but the thought that I have about that is that is a topic that should be discussed before you and that younger guy make plans to really settle as a couple.
Right.
Not just sexually, but as a couple.
Right.
I think that the older woman should inform the young man whether or not she's able to have kids, ask him sometime in the future, would he expect for them to have kids, or he should do the same with her. And once that's settled, perhaps there's some way that those two can work it out when it comes to kids.
Yeah. So what are you saying is that overall this whole conversation we had, and I hope that y'all really enjoyed the conversation that we had tonight, that the relationships dealing with a older woman, younger man is not really too much different from just dealing with relationships altogether.
Not at all.
You know, because you have issues dealing with, you know, racial relationships. You know, so that kind of can go. You just gotta just learn how to just deal with it. Be mature about the situation.
In every relationship, be mature.
Yes.
Be wise. Patient. Be considerate, compromise, and most of all, communication.
Communication is the key. But we really enjoyed this podcast tonight.
I know, I certainly did too.
You know, like we said, we're diverse. This podcast is diverse, so we try to change it up. Just keep y'all on your feet. Don't have everything so predictable.
And that's something that I'm definitely not.
Yeah, you're
predictable.
Not. Oh no, you're not. You're not, baby. You're not predictable by far.
All right, and we're so, so happy that you guys decided to join us tonight. And once again, this is Parks and Parks Talks, a podcast of diversity. And I'm Dorothy.
And I'm Larry. Have a good night. Bye.
In the grocery store, they say it is patch.